the Public News Service Daily Newscast for September 22, 2022. I'm Mary Sherman. The Federal Reserve raised a key interest rate Wednesday and said more increases are expected in the future as it battles rising inflation. It's the fifth increase by the U.S. Central Bank in 6 months. As the housing market navigates a sea of obstacles, community-level organizations say governments should take a closer look at their strategies for supporting older neighborhoods.
Construction of new homes continues to lag, in part because of supply chain issues. But groups such as NeighborWorks Home Partners say there are plenty of neighborhoods in Minneapolis and St. Paul, as well as surrounding suburbs, that have an aging stock. Chief Program Officer Beth Heiser says the scale of funds set aside for things like home improvement loans hasn't kept up with demand.
We're seeing more and more folks trying to age in their homes, but because of a variety of financial situations, have not been able to keep up with maintenance.
And she says there's a lot of first-time home buyers who can't afford to take on debt for necessary repairs. I'm Mike Mullen reporting.
As states debate whether to stay committed to fossil fuels, an online scorecard gives people with retirement accounts a glimpse into what role their investment portfolios play in keeping the industry funded. The nonprofit, As You Sow, is out with its latest fossil-free funds ratings. The group's Andrew Montes says they grade investment firms based on which energy sources their funds are linked to. He adds it might not be as obvious to most account holders.
Just to use one from a major asset manager from Vanguard, within the Vanguard 500 index fund, you're going to find investments in JP Morgan Chase. JP Morgan Chase is the highest lender to fossil fuels.
In the past year, fossil fuel company stocks have netted returns even in a down market, but some believe the gains are short term. California is going to need tens of thousands of workers over the next 6 months as it continues to build the broadband network and bring high-speed internet to underserved areas.
Now the feds have awarded $5.8 million to the Communication Workers of America to supercharge their workforce training program. Frank Arce with the CWA says the union is partnering with the Chabot Las Positas Community College District in the Bay Area to expand their apprenticeship program.
We're planning on focusing on underserved communities, really making sure it's a locally based workforce, people of color, women, veterans, young people.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Colleges and universities in Kentucky are looking at new ways to address the equity gap among their students through specialized training for their governing boards. President of the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education, Dr. Aaron Thompson, explains college governing boards are in a position to help increase student success, especially for people who come from historically marginalized communities.
This relationship is about what data to use, how you use it, bringing people together. It's an ability to create a whole new way of thinking about board training.
Thompson adds measures adopted during the pandemic are expected to help ease the financial burden for students. This is PNS. Now to Arkansas, where folks are promoting the goals of peace and justice in the state. We get the story from Danielle Smith.
Peace Week organizers are taking on some tough topics from hunger and racism to mental health and war crimes. But they say knowledge is necessary in order to build stronger communities that are more inclusive and less violent. Bob Estes, lead organizer for Arkansas Peace Week, says everyone is welcome at the events.
We are working with the 7th Street Mural Project, social justice murals that were put up in the wake of George Floyd's murder and beyond. And it's a focal point for social justice in the city.
Events today through Saturday will commemorate the 65th anniversary of the school's desegregation by Black students, who became known as the Little Rock Nine.
Mental health advocates say expanded anxiety screenings could have a long-term positive impact on the health of Americans. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is proposing routine anxiety screening in primary care for adults younger than 64 without symptoms. 40% of women and 26% of men experience an anxiety disorder in their lifetime, often starting in childhood. Gina Terlizzi is executive director of NAMI Missouri, the state chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She explains anxiety disorders are much different than the anxious feelings a person may experience throughout their life.
Anxiety, worry, and doubt. These are all normal human emotions. The difference is it something that is impacting your ability to function as a person, to function as a member of your family, to function in your role in the workplace?
She notes that a patient might not even realize they are experiencing anxiety because it can manifest in different ways, including stomach aches or trouble sleeping. Wildfires in Wyoming and across the West are creating bigger impacts on snowpack that supplies farms, energy production, and drinking water for millions of downstream users, according to a new study.
Wildfires in Wyoming and across the West are creating bigger impacts on snowpack that supplies farms, energy production, and drinking water for millions of downstream users, according to a new study. Report co-author Stephen Fosnacht says the 2020 Mullen Fire in southern Wyoming and Cameron Peak Fire in Colorado were both very large fires that destroyed forests in places that have historically not seen fires spark or spread.
They were burning at this high elevation where the snowpack is deep, and they burned up there not because of a lack of snow. They burned because of lack of rain in the summer.
Researchers found that snow in wildfire-burned locations is now melting roughly 3 weeks earlier than normal. And Fosnacht says as climate change expands fire zones into more snow areas, water managers and others may need to make adjustments. I'm Eric Galatis.
This is Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported. We're heard on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.